You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to KC Forum, public affairs with an entertaining spin, as you heard there, every single Sunday right here, this radio station. Kathy Quinn here, normally on Fox 4 during the week, but on the weekends I get on the radio airwaves to talk about all sorts of things. For instance, programs over at the Signature Psychiatric Hospital. We will find out what's new over there. The American Cancer Society, Matt is going to join us and just talk about getting your kids ready for school, vaccinations, that type of thing. Since we're on the subject of getting back to school, how about some anti-bullying tips? This is nothing to do with anything sort of physical, no fighting, no nothing, just knowing how to deal with it. All right, so first up, we are going to talk to Matt Martinek, and he is from the American Cancer Society. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Kathy?
I'm doing great. I love the warm, warm weather, but you know what? The summer has come to an end for many students going back to school. Do you have kids yourself, Matt?
I do. I've got an 11-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Oh, boy. And are they back in class now?
They are. It was their first day back on Monday today. Hard to believe. My oldest is a sixth grader, so his last year in elementary school. It was kind of a crazy feeling this morning walking him in.
It is. It's kind of, it goes so quickly, you know, and you want to make sure that your kids are protected when they're at school, because that's, you know, you've had them, you know, how many years, and they're in school now, and you want to make sure that while you're away from them, that they're protected from everything. For instance, let's say vaccinations. We did a live shot on this a week ago, and we were just kind of talking about why is it important that you make sure your kids are updated with all their vaccinations?
Vaccines save lives. I mean, that's the safest way to, or the quickest and easiest way to put it, Kathy. The American Cancer Society in particular is very diligent about making sure that adolescents are up to date with their HPV vaccination, mm-hmm. because we have a vaccine that prevents cancer. And again, just goes back to what I was saying before, saving lives. So that's why we really encourage students, kids, to be up to date on all of their vaccines as they get ready for school.
Then let's focus in on the HPV, because there's been, you know, people for, against vaccinations, that type of thing. So explain what it is.
Sure. The human papillomavirus is a virus that will infect almost everybody in their lifetime. 4 out of 5 people at some point in their life will come in contact with that virus. That virus does a lot of different things, but one thing in particular to the American Cancer Society is that it's related to the cause of 6 different types of cancers. About 12 years ago, a vaccine was produced that vaccinates against that particular virus. And what that does from a cancer perspective is if 10 and 11-year-olds get vaccinated, they then don't have to worry about developing cancer that would be related to the HPV virus in adulthood.
Can you talk about the different cancers that it causes?
Sure. It's 6 different. It's anal, it's cervical. Cervical is the big one. Mm-hmm. Penile, vulvar, throat are the main ones that seem to prop up the most. Where we have seen the most, I guess, impact from this vaccine is actually in Australia, where their vaccination rates are much higher. They believe they've basically come close to all but eliminating cervical cancer in Australia.
Wow, that is incredible. So what people don't realize is it prevents the cancer from happening. That's a big thing. Yes. I think that's a misnomer. A lot of people didn't realize that.
Yep.
So how do you go about getting it? Do you, and what age would you recommend?
Absolutely. So the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, recommend that adolescents starting at age 11 or 12 get the vaccine. And we highly encourage it at that age because we want children to get vaccinated before they're exposed to the virus in the first place. And so going to their pediatrician, your primary care doctor, usually as a part of their regimen of vaccines that are given out at that age range, it's covered by insurance, fully covered by insurance, mm-hmm. And Medicaid as well. So usually access is not an issue. It's just making sure that folks are staying up on their wild or well care visits with their children and making sure that those shots are getting taken care of at that time.
Matt, why are people, some folks, who say they don't want to do the HPV?
Wow, that's a really good question, Kathy. I would say probably a lot of time because either they've been misinformed about vaccines in general, mm-hmm. or it's just the unknown of what it is. And that's why at the American Cancer Society, we really try to educate two main groups around the HPV vaccination. Number one is doctors, pediatricians, primary care doctors, because at the end of the day, if your doctor tells you that something is safe and effective, that you need to get it done for your health, you're going to do it. So we focus a lot of time and attention there in educating doctors to make sure that they're up to speed. But then we also try to do our best to educate as many parents as possible. That okay. This vaccine exists, mm-hmm. it's safe, it's effective, and you're basically guaranteeing that your child's not going to be exposed to those six cancers later on in life.
So what the American Cancer Society is saying, while your children are going back to school, make sure that they have their vaccinations, a healthier lunchbox. Let's talk about that, because all of this all goes hand in hand with getting sick, sometimes with stress, with, you know, causing cancer in the end.
Absolutely. If you really think about it from a cancer perspective, the American Cancer Society puts a lot of focus and attention on how can we prevent cancer in the first place, right? Because mm-hmm. we know all the pain and suffering and cost, financial cost, that comes with a cancer diagnosis. So if we can help to create healthier habits younger in life that then carry on through adulthood, like eating healthier, making sure that those lunches have a fruit and a vegetable in them and not a lot of processed sugars and a lot of sugary drinks and things like that, the more that we're helping kids to think about eating healthier things, putting that in your body, that just builds those habits for later in life.
Yeah, and that's what you're trying to do, is to build those habits. That's right.
Exactly.
And then you can tell, I had a nephew recently who, his mother eats really healthy, but he was not always well. He was sick. Well, it found out that he was celiac. He has celiac disease.
Sure.
And so the gluten-free, and you know, it's funny because his mom said that recently, and I haven't seen him smile so much in a very long time. I think he's 14 now. He said, my body doesn't ache anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, while his mother was trying, but she was eating healthy and everything, this child had something. So now they're really on a health kick, which is really cool. I love to hear it, and I love to see it, because I should probably be doing it myself. I'm trying, though. I'm trying.
No, and it's not easy, right? Because the things that we can put in our body that aren't good for us mm-hmm. are really easy to access and often cheaper to access. And so that, it's kind of like the deck is stacked against us in some ways of, you really have to be conscious of what it is you're putting in your body, because it really does have a longer term effect. And
I agree.
Being more intentional about fruits and vegetables. I know those are things that we talk about all the time and everybody knows that. But it's not that people don't know it. It's really more of an access issue. Like now, like, do people have the opportunity and the ability to get healthier foods just as easy as they can get that bag of chips or soda?
Oh, but it's so fun. No, I'm kidding. I'm just teasing. I'm teasing.
Absolutely.
We're talking to Matt Martinek from the American Cancer Society. And sleep, that's what I hear all the time. You got to get those 7-8 hours of sleep, because you tend to gain more weight if you don't get sleep. You tend to be more stressed out. That's a no-brainer and all that. So for your teenagers and going to school, what do you tell your kids?
Routine is the biggest thing, Kathy. These are all things that everybody knows, but it's being more intentional, about having that routine, and sleep is such a big part of it. Our body heals every night when we go to sleep. And the more we can have or get closer to that 7 to 8 to 9 hours of sleep each night, that's just more that your body gets to heal while you're shutting down mentally, physically, the whole nine yards. And so having a routine, a sleep routine, makes all the difference of the world. Try to stay consistent to what time you go to bed. Try to stay consistent to about that 30 to 40 minutes before bedtime that you're winding down, that mm-hmm. you're getting away from the screens, so that your brain kind of has the opportunity to slow down and starts getting ready for healing itself.
And then, bottom line, your kids get better grades.
Yeah, let's hope, right?
Keep our fingers crossed. No, but it does. It you're able to concentrate more. I mean, even at work, if you don't get enough sleep, you're like, oh gosh, I'm groggy today. I'm foggy. I'm not thinking straight. So sleep is such a big thing. So the American Cancer Society obviously wants to push all these kind of things and just tell people to try to, you know, live a healthier lifestyle so that there will be no more cancer society. So we don't have to have any more cancer. And I mean, I know this is a far out question, but the cure for cancers, are any others on the horizon?
That's a great question, Kathy. The tricky part about cancer is it's not just one disease, right? There are hundreds of different types of cancers. And so to say, is there a cure? That's difficult, for sure. What we try to do, or what we're seeing in the future and what we're living right now, is how do you make cancer a more chronic disease to where people get it diagnosed, but they can live with it and still live the life that they wanted to live, even though this is a piece of it. A big portion of where we know we can make the biggest impact is preventing the cancer in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And really, if we don't use tobacco, if we eat healthy, if we exercise, back to that idea of the things we're putting in our bodies and what we're doing with our bodies, those are all things that we as individuals, we can control, and those are all the pieces that we know have a direct impact on whether or not folks, for the most part, get cancer. A lot of studies have come out recently that your zip code really dictates more than your genetic code of whether or not you will be diagnosed with cancer.
Really?
Yes. So really, like, where you live, and if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Do you have access to healthy food? Do you have walkable neighborhoods? Or do you not have access to those things? Do you have access to adequate health insurance and adequate primary care services, health care services? When you have access to those things, you live in those areas, you tend to have less cancer rates. But when you don't, there's a direct correlation to cancer rates are definitely higher in those areas. So really what you put in your body and what you do with your body are the biggest predictors of cancer. Now, obviously, there are genetics to it, too. And some folks are just going to be predisposed to certain cancers just because. But, you know, I kind of always tell my kids, control what you can control. And you can control, you know, what you do with your body and what you put in your body.
Absolutely. Matt, thank you so very much. And thank you to the American Cancer Society. And we will talk to you very soon.
Great. Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate it.
We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I don't look any different than you, but I have type 1 diabetes.
You can't outgrow type 1 diabetes.
It's not caused by your diet. It's not caused by anything you did.
It's kind of hard to live with it.
It's not easy. I do need to check my sugar a lot, my levels.
If you see someone with an insulin pump or pricking their finger and you want to know more about T1D, just ask them.
T1D looks like me.
T1D looks like me.
Learn more about type 1 diabetes at jdrf.org.
If you're tuning in right now, you're listening to KC Forum, Public Affairs, with an entertaining spin, and we talk about all sorts of things. I want to tell you, though, this morning about the Signature Psychiatric Hospital. Brenda Clevenger's on the line, the director there of marketing. And how are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks, Kathy.
Good. You're going to be very busy because you have a huge event coming up. Tell me about it, Brenda.
It is a huge event. It's all-consuming, but it's so much fun putting together. It is called Life Fest, which we have taglined as a mental health mixer and suicide nixer, because we didn't want to be Debbie Downers just by saying we're trying to prevent suicides. Mm-hmm. We are trying to celebrate life and help people remember there's goodness to be enjoyed in life.
Let me ask you, okay, so that's a great thing, and there's so much more awareness about it nowadays. I was talking to a young man who is a martial artist, martial arts expert, and he said that he does a lot of anti-bullying.
Yes.
And just to say that's one of the causes possibly that people take their own lives. He said a lot more teenage girls. Do you have any statistics on that?
Yes, unfortunately, I do. The student population is hugely at risk. I think it's the second leading cause of death with students between the age of 10 and 24, which is horrible.
God.
And suicide across the board is the 10th leading cause of death for all of our population, which is horrible, mm-hmm. should not be. So bullying, as you said, is one of the components with us getting ready to go back to school right now. I'm sure mothers and fathers are worried about their kids mm-hmm. because of overuse of social media, overstimulation, people trying to keep up with the Kardashians, and all the bogusness that goes on that shouldn't be part of our children's psyche.
I agree.
And it just gets in the way.
That's right, Brenda. And so growing up, obviously, I didn't have a cell phone. We didn't have the internet. That type of thing.
Mm-mm.
So it's so different now. They have so much more that they're aware of, so many more ways that people can whatever bully, can intimidate, can make fun of.
Yeah, it's almost that we're more disconnected than we've ever been, which is another reason that we're trying to actually bring all these healthcare providers out into the light, out into the park. We're actually saying, you know, you don't have to come out of the closet and say that you need therapy. We'll come out of the clinic to you and make this a warm, open, positive environment that people can just walk up and be what we call therapy curious. You don't have to say, I have this huge mental health issue or I'm depressed. Just mm-hmm. like, what would it be like if I went to this? Would this help me? What would it cost? Just ask your generic questions. It'll be so easy.
All right. Tell us when it's happening, where it's happening. So if people are out there going, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. It will be on a Saturday from noon to 6 mm-hmm. at Mulberry Lake, which is this beautiful lake environment on the Charles Garney property at the Village of Briarcliff.
Okay.
Easy to get to, easy to get out in and out of, and plenty of parking, and all free.
What type of people do you think, what listeners out there would be interested in this? For instance, they could say, no, that's not for me. Just say, you know, kind of explain the people who will be there.
Well, we're really trying to get the students there, obviously. We have the North Kansas City High School Jazz Band playing, so we hope they bring their parents out and their sisters and their brothers. We'll actually have a tent called the Student Union, so they can flop down on a couch. They can talk to some of the LGBT community safety nets that we're going to have there if that's going on in their lives. We hope that military and first responders come because we're going to have counselors that specifically niche in that population. And we're hoping that some grandparents come out too because, believe it or not, seniors are even more at risk than some of the students. The older that you get, the more likely that you will commit suicide as our age goes up because of over drinking, maybe taking too many pills and not understanding that you're depressed. It's a hugely at-risk population.
Or being ashamed or being fearful for it. Okay, so Ms. Brenda,
yes.
Signature Psychiatric Hospital, explain the background.
Our hospital is on the campus of North Kansas City Hospital. And what's another motivation for us doing this suicide prevention festival is we have tripled in size in the last 18 months, and we are full. So we have tripled in size, and we're still full, and we know there's more people to treat. We're partnering with Tri-County Mental Health Services, which serves about 8,000 people a year with their mental health needs, and they have to turn people away because they only have so many hands to help people. So this is a way that we can all come together where no one's going to be turned away. There won't be any questions about insurance or whatnot. Just walk up and get help. Or walk over to whoever we send you to. Oh, here's a booth that can help you with this. Here's a vendor that talks about cutting or bulimia or anorexia or alcohol addiction or opioids. We're going to have resources for all of that there.
All right. So we are talking about an event that is coming up when?
September 21st.
September 21st. Okay, how can they find out more? Because a lot of people like to do their research before they go to things like this. Where's a website? What can they do?
Great question. There is a website they can go to called lifefestkc.com.
Okay. And if you were to recommend to someone why this is a good event, tell them.
I would say that this would be a place that you can come and get your gross domestic happiness raised. You can come feeling maybe not so up and leave happier and feeling more connected, period. And that's all good.
And that's all good. And it's free.
It's free, totally free. There'll be pet therapy dogs to play with, all sorts of fun and activities, hip-hop bands, dancers, bouncy houses, Legoland. We're going to have it all.
It's just a happy time.
It's a happy time.
Yeah.
We need to celebrate.
Yeah, that's so good. And, you know, there's so many ways now that kids, you said, were not connected, but they're so connected that they're not connected.
Yeah, it's a day to really put your cell phone down unless you're doing one selfie and just have some fun and just feel the grass between your toes, have a lemonade, lay back and take a nap, get in a hammock. We're going to have so many activities there just to actually breathe, maybe hold hands, give someone a hug.
You know what? Hugs go a long way, don't they, Brenda?
They are very healing. It's one of the basic needs of society.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I heard, too, out of, I think it was England. They're doing cow therapy where you can go to a farm and you can hug their cows.
I saw that. And you know what? I had a pet cow when I was growing up, and I used to love to brush that cow. So I think they're on the right track with cow therapy.
Something that we're going to have to think about that next time, Brenda, okay? We'll bring some cows in there, some horses. Well, thank you so much. Signature Psychiatric Hospital, Brenda Clevenger, thank you so much. Good luck with the event, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, we got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
T1D looks like my brother.
T1D looks like a friend.
Type 1 diabetes can be living in anyone.
Type 1 diabetes is when your pancreas doesn't produce insulin. It's not caused by your diet. It's not caused by anything you did.
Type 1 diabetes can be very serious.
Blindness, amputation.
Help JDRF find a cure today. Learn more about type 1 diabetes at jdrf.org.
All right, so this morning we're going to talk about anti-bullying and a session that happens every Friday night here at the Self-Defense Global. We're on Northwest Vivian Road. I have Eric Siley with me. He is the president. You have so many different titles, though. I mean, you're martial arts, all sorts of things.
Right. I'm mainly a martial arts instructor, but I have to have titles when I'm doing office stationery and business cards and stuff.
So I think what's interesting is I'm looking at your pledge. So when we're talking about bullying, you know, people say it's an epidemic. What do you think?
Well, the statistics are really kind of hard to understand there. I think that for the most part, the boys are a little bit nicer. And as they move towards teens, the girls can be a little bit meaner. But the kids need to have the tools in order to be able to navigate this problem. We make it sound like it's an epidemic or something is getting worse, and we prepare them for the fact they might be abused by other people. And we don't necessarily think that's the case.
All right, so with school just around the corner, and this is the time when parents would have the talk with about different things, about being honest, good kids, and then, you know, how to prevent bullying. I mean, when I was growing up, we didn't talk about it. We just said, you know, just stay away from him, whatever. So it's changed now. And I love your guideline here. Your pledge is, I'll use common sense before self-defense and not be abusive with my body or offensive with my mouth. There it is, right in one sentence.
Right. Well, a lot of what kids learn about things like martial arts or fighting, it comes from comic books and the movies and TV. And really, to prevent being mistreated, what kids need is a strong sense of self. They need to be personally empowered to where they have tools to be able to deal with people who are difficult people, or to not be picked out, to be picked on.
What is the difference then, would you say, in your opinion, between bullying and something that's more serious, assault or being beaten up?
Well, bullying is generally harassing behavior. It's intimidating. It can be physical. But we do teach the kids to know the difference between bullying-type physicality and just general abuse or assault. There was an instance last year involving one of my younger students who had some special needs, who was being put in a chokehold on a public school bus by a boy who was 4 years older than her. And the police got involved. That is clearly not bullying. That is out-and-out abuse. And the kids need to know the difference. We can give them tools for dealing with bullies, but people who are being violent and just assaulting others, that's a whole different category.
So what you're talking about is something that would be more of an antisocial behavior versus an assault that, as you say, can cause injury.
Right. Bullying is a type of violence. It's juvenile affective violence. And most mammals do this kind of jockeying back and forth. That doesn't mean that it's okay. That doesn't mean that it falls within kind of the ethical guidelines we want kids to have. But assault is a line where we have a way of dealing with that as well. But a lot of the bullying stuff is verbal.
All right, so let's go over, you know, this morning where we are right now. We're doing some live shots with Fox 4, and we're talking with four children who are, you're kind of teaching them different things like, you know, the zombie drill. So kind of explain how much time it takes for you to teach this anti-bullying session and then what parents could expect from it.
Well, in 45 minutes, we can give kids some general tools to where they're 100% or 200% better off than when they started with us. Most martial arts and personal development programs, they take a little bit longer time. So we can give some quick wins. It's like a professional seminar. If you go to a weekend seminar, if you take two things back, you can implement right away. That's a win. For the kids, in about 45 minutes, we can give them some basic tools. And then in a few months, we can have them ready to deal with any the more complicated things, the trickier things, the physical things.
Talking to Eric Siley, and we are talking about Self-Defense Global and anti-bullying session. So it's got to be something that you're passionate about because you're doing it for free. You are offering these at no cost at all.
Well, we have a commitment to public service. We do meet families by doing this, and we're able to do some seminars that other schools aren't because of our depth of experience. So we offer free anti-bullying seminars. We do free women's self-defense seminars that we schedule periodically. And we want to give the kids in our community some tools to deal with this.
All right, so let's go down your line right here. Responsibility. What do you teach the kids about responsibility?
Well, we have a saying, if it's to be, it's up to me. We have the kids say it back. If it's to be, it's up to me. A lot of times people want to externalize their problems. And the fact is that teachers and parents, as much as we love the kids and want to help them, we're not going to be there when this stuff is happening. So they have to take responsibility for the way they treat other people and take some responsibility for the way they're being treated as well.
How about honesty?
We have to be honest with ourselves and other people about what's really happening. Is this bullying? Am I getting into some back and forth and just not liking it if I'm not coming out on top in that? And honesty with ourselves is if we have self-respect, we're not going to allow ourselves to be treated in a really bad way like that.
How important, Eric, would you say is respect in the situation of bullying and anti-bullying?
Well, respect for other people. It's a 50-50 thing between respect for other people and respect for ourselves. Just like in doing bodyguard work, the things that I can do is harden a target or I can reduce the profile. And kids that are respectful and are expecting respect, they have a lot less of a profile to be picked on by other kids.
Poise. And I know you talked about this quite a bit.
Well, poise, a lot of the kids are football fans. And so they've seen how important it is for a quarterback, for Mahomes to stand back in the pocket and deal with the pressure and not throw the interception. And so poise, staying calm under pressure, is the most important thing, because the person who's misbehaving, that's the person who has to make the change, not the kid who's doing the right thing. And sometimes it involves wait and an uncomfortable silence.
Ooh. Okay, and so then finally, calling for backup. You're not telling on someone, but you're calling for backup.
Right, we're calling for backup. The kids do have backup available here. We're not saying that you're on your own because you're responsible. There's a way of bringing a teacher, an adult, a counselor to the conversation that isn't just telling on another student. We have a secret weapon in that regard, because kids that tell on other kids, it's not a cool thing in the peer group to be the tattletale. But there is a pretty clever way we have of addressing this.
All right, very good. Eric Siley, we are talking from Self-Defense Global here on Northwest Vivian Road. And if people want to find out more, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of us is by phone, 816-746-5728. Our website is selfdefenseglobalkc.com. We have an events page that have all of these free events on it.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of you for listening this weekend. We'll be back again next weekend with more. And it's all in thanks to Ed Walker getting us on the air. Katie Connors, she is our executive producer. Andrina Berners, our associate producer. And of course, we've got the elders allowing us to use their music. And then that big voice that we have, that is Doug Medlock. And of course, to Fox 4, thank you for letting me do the radio show. Until next weekend, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.